Walk Through Maze. Charles Milknut found himself regaining consciousness in the standing position. He knew where he was, and this was not good. Maze, Kansas. How the fuck did he get here? How the fuck did he get here? He was standing on a muddy dirt road in front of one of the old schools. All its lights were out, and it was dark outside. A few porch lights shone dimly from some houses. A small dog barked somewhere. He climbed up a steep, greasy hill where the community building stood, like a stern, gray fortress. Litter was all over the place. Used condoms, tampons, Pepsi cans, and other less striking debris. Charles felt very tired, like he had been walking for a very long time. Maybe he walked here in his sleep. Maybe he was in a car wreck and lost his memory of the evening's events. No one seemed to be about, not a single car. That was good. He couldn't be seen or heard on the sinister streets of the small town. Charles began walking up Glove Street, beginning the long, weary trek home. There always seemed to be something evil about this place, an evil older than the town itself. Charles felt very sick. His belly was bloated, and it felt like it would crack open and spill a yellow, foaming sickness. He needed a long, cool drink of water and a nice bed to coma out in. He seemed to be like a thief sneaking through the sleeping fort of an evil tribe. He stopped to dry heave a bit, nothing came up, and he reeled onward sick to his soul. His testicles gave off a low, dull ache throb. They seemed to be swollen, too. He turned left on Maze Road and walked on the main drag. The fear and nausea plagued him. It was a bad place, no doubt, but not too much further to the border. Up ahead, signs and all to tell where they were. No lights to the country store, which had a closed sign to ward off outsiders. Inside, people were gathered. They looked like employees doing a meeting, but again, the vibes were wrong, and he hoped they couldn't see him as he staggered on. So tired, his bone marrow ached, and still so far to go. His next memory was of waking up in bed. It felt like he'd been sleeping for many hours, and still he rolled back over and napped for another 45 minutes.